This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, we continue our talk on alfalfa this week. How susceptible is this crop to disease?
We've talked about alfalfa being a high production, high value, high quality crop, but lots of things like to eat it, including diseases, insects, wildlife. I like to munch on it as I walk through the field. But one of the things that we saw quite a bit of last year was spring blackstem. And that happens when we kind of have a wet spring. You'll see little black dots on the stem that can cause yellowing of the leaves and leaf drop. And unfortunately, there's not much we can do about that particular disease mechanism. We can use varieties that have some resistance to it, but one of the things that we can do is cut that hay a little bit early before we get a lot of leaf loss.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll talk insects when we come back.
Some festive days for the family are coming soon. Spend your Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day outings at Mi Mexico Restaurant in Minot. We'll have specials for both dates. Come experience our full bar, plenty of seating for large groups, the new rooftop seating accommodations coming this summer, not to mention our daily lunch specials, Monday through Sunday. It's the best authentic Mexican food in the region since opening in 2008. Check out our Facebook page for all of our specials and events. That's Mi Mexico in Minot, right next to Walmart.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking alfalfa today on Ag Issues with James Rogers. And James, how about managing insects with alfalfa?
Alfalfa likes to get eaten by a whole lot of things, and insects is one of them. And I was out in the field this afternoon and saw that our alfalfa is breaking dormancy, beginning to grow. One of our early insects is the alfalfa weevil, and it's really going to be predominant from May into June. So it's another one of those that we scout for. We look for damage. We identify the cause of that damage, and then we spray or use some type of control method based on our economic thresholds through integrated pest management. The other thing that we can do is just cut it a little bit early, cut it ahead of that 1/10 bloom.
All right, good stuff, James, and that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Mi Mexico in Minot, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.